yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The movie Young at Heart, a documentary about a seniors chorus that performs rock and roll, will be shown in Wittenberger Auditorium Sunday the 16th from 3:30 to 6. And the person who directs the chorus, Bob Sillman, will appear after the film for a curtain talk. Our guest is Bob Sillman, who's the director of the chorus, in fact, the person who founded the chorus and perhaps even the idea in a way. Bob, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
First, tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get started in music?
Well, you know, I was always in rock bands growing up. As soon as the Beatles came out, I grew my hair and started a rock band called the Torn Souls. Our trajectory was that we grew our hair, we got the boots, we got the card saying the name of the band, we bought the guitars, learned the guitars. You know, we had a very funny way of going about starting a rock band, but it's kind of the same way the Young at Heart started in a way. I was working in a meal site for the elderly in Northampton, Massachusetts, and, you know, my job was very simple. I was sort of like a maitre d' at this place, and a woman came up to me and said, I can play the piano. Can you get some people together for a sing-along? So it was as simple as that. We put the word out, 25 people showed up, and 26 years later, 25 people are still showing up on a weekly basis to do this. So but they've gotten to go a lot of fun places in between.
Now, I'm assuming that when you started out, you were singing Coming Round the Mountain and Sweet Adeline, and perhaps that changed pretty quickly, or was there a development there?
Well, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, for the first couple of years, it was all about them teaching me their music. Don't know if we did those two songs, but we certainly did When I Grow Too Old to Dream and a great song called Juanita. I mean, it was interesting. The first group of people that we worked with were part of the World War I generation. We had a guy who fought in the Battle of the Somme in 1915 who was in our first group. So it was a very different kind of elderly person than we have now, 26 years later. But, you know, we sort of ran out of their songs after a while, and we kind of focused on the Beatles' Let It Be, and we had this woman who sang sort of Polish and English version of the song, and it would be hardly recognizable to you, but it was just such an emotional rendering of the song that it really affected anybody from my generation who grew up with that song in such a great way that I thought, you know, there's something here, you know, to have people sing songs that they didn't grow up with, give a completely different interpretation of it by default because they don't know it, and see how that works with an audience that's younger. And that's sort of been what we've been working with for a long time now.
Sounds as if you've been teaching the group's been teaching itself and you.
It goes beyond that. And now we have younger musicians who teach me. You know, I'm sort of stuck in the 60s in a way. You know, I grew up with soul music and rock music, and I'm learning a lot about newer bands like Radiohead and The Flaming Lips and Sonic Youth, all that sort of thing, which wasn't natural for me. So it's a process that's kind of never-ending in a way.
Now, you're coming and you're going to be talking, and they'll be showing the film about your chorus. We'll have a chance to see the group in action. Tell us about your most recent concert live.
Our most recent concert live was in Washington, D.C., and it was kind of amazing because that day the hurricane came through with this torrential downpour, and it knocked the electricity out of the theater that we were working in. And we were told that if the electricity didn't come on by 7:15, we'd have to cancel this sellout show, this theater. And the electricity came on at 7:12, and it was kind of amazing because we were completely unprepared. We had no sound check, no nothing. And it turned out to be just one of the most lovely shows we've ever done. It was really something. And the last show we did, too, because we're now off-road. We're working on a new piece now, and it's important for us to get on to the next thing. So now it's time to learn something new. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
We've been talking with the Young at Heart chorus director, Bob Sillman, about the film Young at Heart. It'll be shown Sunday afternoon the 16th, 3:30 to 6, and that takes place in Wittenberger Auditorium. Glenn Gass will be on hand to act as the master of ceremonies. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.